Wilden Weiss. So the most you'll see, so you'll make a makeh, lay gagecha. How do they translate makeh? A par repet. I don't know what that word is. I've never heard that word before. Mr. Glad, you ever hear that word before?
No.
Parapet? So let's go to Google. You heard that word? Yeah? A fence? I'm going to go now to Google. I'm going to type it in to Google. And they're going to tell me, they're going to give us a precise translation. A parapet. Here we go. Okay, do you mean parapet? Parapet. They tell you how to pronounce it here in Google?
Parapet.
See, they pronounce it for you. Yeah.
Parapet.
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 Then they have over here, they learn to pronounce. They have over here a video. This is fascinating, this is how they do this. They have clips of videos where people where people say it. Let's see over here. Well, that's the whole
video. Parapet.
Now, there used to be a video.
Parapet.
You know, they did an incredible technology where they go and this is amazing. They take videos. They take videos. No, I can't find it here. Another time I'll show
you. Parapet. Parapet.
Okay, and what does it mean? It means a protective. It means, according to Google, what it means is a low protective wall along the edge of a roof, bridge, or balcony. Okay, parapet, very, very precise word. Very precise word. The edge of a roof, bridge, or balcony. Now the truth though is, the halacha is, that you only chayef to have a mic, a makeh, on top of a structure where you live downstairs. So in other words, let's say you have a barn with animals. On top of the barn, there's a flat roof. Are you mechuyif to put up a makeh? The answer is no. There's no halacha of a makeh. A makeh, by definition, means there's a downstairs, and in the lower floor, people live. They live. So then you have to put a makeh on top. And there's another halacha. The other halacha is l'sosim damim b'leisach. You're not allowed to have in your possession something that is dangerous. So, like, let's say, for example, you have to have a railing, a staircase. On the staircase, a railing, you have something that's very dangerous. Let's say by the steps, the front of the house. There's some type of, you know, open area, a landing area on the steps. And it's very, very dangerous. A person can mamash fall off and get hurt. So yichayef, there's an absolute chiyuv deraisa to do something there to protect people from getting hurt. But that is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa of makeh. The chiyuv deraisa of makeh is a very limited application. It has to be a flat roof where you're living underneath the flat roof. If you're not living underneath the flat roof, or you have a balcony, you have a high-rise building, let's say it's a 20th floor, and you have a balcony, and on the balcony there's no fence. So a person can literally get killed. You walk out there on the balcony, and a person doesn't realize where he's walking, and one second he can fall down 20 stories. So that is in the category of l'sosim damim b'leisach. But that is not the chi of the raisa of a maika. A makeh is very specific, a roof where the lower floor is where you live. It's a very interesting halacha. Okay, so now over here, this is the pasuk. This is the pasuk of the Torah. Like he said in the bayis hadash, if you may build the bayis hadash, then the asid samakeh legagecha. V'leisan v'leisosin damim v'leisach. You should not put blood in your bayis. Because the person will fall from it. Now, this is a very interesting thing because we learned today in the morning the word ki yipol. I don't remember the exact pasuk now, but it's a fascinating kind of discussion over there. Now, the word yipol doesn't mean to fall by accident. The word yipol, it means to almost deliberately to lower yourself to with consciousness. So if you want to say drush, okay, this extreme wild drush, it's like if you go and you have a mica and you don't have a roof, no one's going to fall off the roof by accident, but people will decide basically to commit suicide. The Washington Bridge, people are going to jump. Mayor Appeldorf is now logging it over here. Mayor will probably shed his opinion on this. Ki yipol ha'nef mimenu doesn't necessarily mean a person will fall accidentally. It means a person will deliberately commit suicide. Oh, look at this. What an opportunity. A flat roof. You know, there's a guy 52 years old, who was the CEO of Bed and Bath. Bed and Bath. Okay, they have a franchise all over the country. They're now going out of business. He committed suicide. He jumped off 20-story buildings. Out of the 20-story, just jumped off. It wasn't an accident. He did it on purpose because he couldn't deal with the pressure. Ki yipol ha'nofel mimenu. I'm trying to suggest it does not necessarily mean an accident. It means you are creating a matzav where people are going to put into their mind ideas of doing crazy things. Okay, they always taught us in yeshiva, keep on nothing minimum means it is an accident waiting to happen. So I'm trying to suggest that it's a din of lesosim domim b'veisecha. An accident waiting to happen is a separate isser, there's a separate halach in the Torah of, a separate halach in the Torah of lesosim domim b'veisecha to prevent accidents. The din of Micah is to prevent people from doing crazy things, and maybe using your property as an excuse. It sounds crazy, I know it sounds crazy, but the word yipol does not necessarily mean to fall accidentally. Yipol is Rivka noifel. It says here in the passage, Rivka, she was noifel mial hagama. And then the Mefarshim say, doesn't mean that she accidentally fell. She deliberately lowered herself. She removed herself from the gamal. Doesn't mean she fell off the gamal, she fainted. She saw Yitzchak and she fainted. That's not what it means there. That's not the Pashup Shat. That's not as romantic as it sounds. It means she saw Yitzchak, and out of respect, she lowered herself off the camel. And it says the word, Yipol me'al ha'gomol. She didn't fall. She lowered herself carefully, delicately. So here it says, Yav ha'maikel le'ech, v'l'sasem dam v'sechah, ki yipol ha'nefmen, because a person will deliberately try to lower himself from it. And maybe that means like fouls. Maybe what it means over here is that a person is not going to commit suicide. Okay, let's not go so far to say that a person can commit suicide, but it means a person said, listen, why should I bother going down the steps? I'm going out the front door. I'm on the roof. I can do it. I can jump. I'm a strong guy. I know how to play basketball. I know I'm an athlete. And I'm gonna jump. I'm going to jump off the roof. It'll save me 5 minutes. Going down the steps, what's the big deal? No. Go down, put up a roof to prevent the person even from entertaining the havamina. Let me do something athletic. Let me jump off the roof. I know a guy, you know, you wouldn't believe this. I know a guy, he in this neighborhood, he built a house. He was dead serious. He was very, 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 very successful. He basically built his own house. He renovated a house totally from the beginning. And he told the contractor that he has an office on the second floor, third floor. He should make for him a fireman's pole from his office down either outside or to the main floor. He doesn't want to have to always go down the steps. He wants to be able to leave the house quickly. When he wants to leave the house, why should he have to walk down the steps? He'll be like a fireman. He'll slide his way all the way down the steps. Can you believe it? I'm telling you a true story. His wife found out about this. She told him, it's either me or the pole. There's not going to be any pole here in the house for you to go and just swing down the pole to the main floor from your office. No way. Gotta be normal. There are steps. You believe this? I'm telling you, this is a true story. Sounds really crazy, right? Okay, so let's see what it says. Rashi pasik ches. kisivne bayis chadash im kiyamta mitzvah shlucha kan. And this is a continuation of the previous work. First of all, the shlucha kan. Of shlucha kan. Soif chol libnois bayis chadash to be blessed with the bayis usikai mitzvah smake. She mitzvah goyreres mitzvah. One mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. Sadiyah lekem, then you come to the next part of the vineyard. Ul b'gad noyim, pratzitzis, l'kach nisru, parashah, salon, that's what they all juxtapose. Rahash of you teaching us a very beautiful insight and teaching us juxtapositions. Snichas ha-psukim. The reason why the psukim are juxtaposed to tell you that one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. A person is b'kain mitzvah shlucha kein, and neilu, he's zecha to the next mitzvah being built in the Bayis Chodesh. Once he comes to Bayis Chodesh, it's going to be zecha to... Once he comes to Bayis Chodesh, he's then going to have the mitzvah of a vineyard and be able to go with the kind of mitzvah in the vineyard of leading over things for the poor. And then we'll be able to kind of mitzvah how beautiful of Shor v'chamar and Shadnes. Mitzvah Goreres Mitzvah. Beautiful Rashi. Okay, next Makeh. What is a Makeh? Okay, so it says over here, it means a parapet. Parapet. And what is a parapet? Goder Soviv Lagag. It is a fence around the roof. The uncle is Tirgain Tiyoko Kumkon Tik. It's an enclosure. Shem Shamer Masher Bisonchoy. It's a guard what's inside. And notice that a parapet is therefore, according to the dictionary, definition is not correct. It's the word parapet, because according to the dictionary, we looked up in Google, Google says the parapet is a low fence along the edge of a roof, that's good. And then it said bridge. And then he gave some other words. It's any low fence that protects the person from falling off the other side. Rashi was very precise and said that's not what a maka is. A maka is only a low fence to protect falling off a gag. A gag is a very specific word in Chazal, which means underneath the gag there's a bias. There are people that are living. And then they go upstairs to a skylight. They go upstairs to the gag, to the roof, and they put things on the gag. They put their possessions. They put their, in the summertime, figs or other things to dry out in the hot sun. It's a completely different, it's very, very, very specific. Okay, and then he says that it's a tick. Shemeshamer masha b'soichon. Guards what is inside. Let's indeed see what it says in the Targum. Targum where it says, Arei simne besa, chad, it's like build a new house. Besabei tiyaka le'igrach, you should make a tick for your roof. V'los tishavi choyvas din diktol. And do not tishavi, do not set a choyvas. Choyvas means blood. We notice over here the words are in bold, which means that this is not a literal translation. This means do not be guilty of murder. That's not a literal translation. Okay? Do not set. He teaches do not become chayov, guilty of death in the bayis, b'vesach. Are yapel denafel minei, because ultimately someone will fall from it. Yapel denafel minei, this is going to be a person, the person will fall from it. Okay, let's talk to see what it says over here in the Oiz V'Hodar, our favorite Sefer. Oiz V'Hodar in Parshas, Kiseitse, in Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy, this is chapter 22. Chapter 22, verse 8. Okay, verse 8, chapter 22. And here it says a tiyaka. Okay, it says tiyaka, which means a tick. Shemashamer mashu b'seichai, kos of orach shanila teku g'shas perish, k'mardava sh'oimei b'seich ha-tick, v'eini yodea ma b'seichai. Chayvas k'tol chayt, Grama Sariga. So over here he says that this word is like a teiku. Whenever the Gemara has a question, and the Gemara does not have a conclusion to the question, the Gemara says teiku. What does teiku mean? So there are many interpretations. One means teiku, let the question stand. It means to stand. Let it be that the question remains a question. Another very famous Hasidic word is that it's an acronym. Tishbi Yitareitz Kushyos V'Abayos. The Melech HaMashiach will answer all the difficulties. Another interpretation is exactly what it says over here. Take, it's a tick. We have a question, and the question is, the resolution to the question is in a pouch. That we don't know what's inside. We don't know what is in the pouch. All right, so that's what it means. That's what Micah. Micah is fascinating. It's a taper. It's in this kind of context, it means that it's protecting. It is protecting the people so they should not fall down. And we, at least this year today, we machadish that the purpose of the Micah, the Tzvei Dinim, there's a Din Micah, and there's a Din of Lesosim Damim of Tishkoin Be'ohalecha Avla. Do not allow it to be in your house an Avla, something that is dangerous. Al Tishkoin Be'ohalecha Avla is for an accident. When you have something like this, a roof that's flat, that's open, it gives people ideas to do foolish things. Whether they're totally suicidal, I'm not necessarily suggesting that to be the case, or it gives people ideas to take crazy risks of jumping. You know, the time of Chazal, a building with one flight is not so high. So people, I have to go down the steps, the ladder, I'll just jump. You don't want to give people ideas in their head. Instead, you want them to go and walk down the steps of the mesh, go down the steps in a normal way, and therefore you prevent them from doing crazy things or putting up a fence. And the word ki yipol hanoif, because the word yipol does not necessarily mean that a person will fall accidentally. The word yipol can mean a person will attempt to lower himself with consciousness, with intent, and he doesn't realize how dangerous this activity is. Pascal here says, don't let people even entertain these possibilities. Instead, there should be a fence, and that way the chance of doing something foolish like this does not even exist. All right, that's a chiddush to say that. We have to see if that really is correct to say such a thing. Now we come to the next pasuk. The next pasuk is L'sizra Karmichal Kiloyim, a new pasuk. A person should not plant his vineyard with Kiloyim, a mixture. What is Kiloyim? So Kiloyim means you plant together with wine, with vines, wheat, and barley. Typically, according to one opinion, the Gemara, you have to have three things. You have to have a mixture of three things: wheat, barley, and a vine. Ten tikdash hamaleya hazeh, because if you will do so, you plant these things together, tikdash, it will become sacred. What do you mean it will become sacred? It means it will. Tikdash here means it will grow together, these three things, and each one will nourish from the other, and then it becomes prohibited. The product is forbidden to direct pleasure. It's like Hekesh. Just like Hekesh, you're not allowed to direct pleasure, so too the product will be forbidden to direct pleasure. Hamaleya. What's the Maleya mean? The Maleya means the fullness, Hazerasher Tizra, the product. The blavia means the yield. Yield means the product. Hazera sheret is what you've seeded. Utevua sakerim, and the grain of the vineyard. So we have to see exactly what things in more detail. Let's see if Rashi touches this. But Sizra, let's first look at Rashi. Rashi on this pasuk. Okay, good, some good Rashis. Kelai, chita usor v'charetzen b'mapol esyot. So Rashi says, what is the taish of climate that I saw? You have to have three things. You have to have wheat, you have barley, and you have a chit is wheat, so is barley, charetzon. Charetzon means a kernel, a grape seed. A grape seed. Bima poiles yod, in the casting of the hand. You throw it into the ground, in one location, two things together. Pentekdash. What does that mean? Kidagumoy tistoav. The word tistoav means it will become tame. And this is the typical word for tame, or tisav, called davar hanisav al adam, bein l'shevach, bein kagoyin hegdish, whether it's for benefit, for Kedush, Abim L'Gnayik, or Isur, Noifel L'Loshim Kiddush. We use this word Kiddush, K'mo, Al Tigash, Bi Ki Kiddash Ticha, do not come near me, because I have set you aside. Al Tigash, do not come near me, Ki Kiddash Ticha. I don't know what the context of Pasuk is, but it means designation. For example, a woman who is a zona, she is called a kedesha. A man who does these averos is called a kodesh. Now there, it's not a good thing, obviously. There, it's a terrible thing. But yet, we use the same exact word of kuftal, which means they have been set aside for a specific purpose. The woman has been set aside for averos, and the man has been set aside for averos. That's why they're called a kodesh and a kedesha. But the same word is used in reference to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a place that is holy, Kodosh. A place that is set aside for holiness is called Kodosh. And so it says over here, Pentik Dash, Ketagumo Tistav. It will become, what is the word Til the Targum? Let's see the Targum means it will become forbidden. Let's see how we touch it. Lois Isra Kamacha Eruvin. Very interesting. He translates with Kilayim to mean a mixture. Dilma Sistav. It will become Tomei, Dima'as Zara. What the Dima'as? Dima'as means the mixture. Hamalea is the Dima'as. Dima'as means a mixture. There are two words here in this pasuk that mean almost the same thing. There's the word Kiloyim. Kiloyim means a mixture. Eruvin. And the word Dima'as also means a mixture. The Zara, the Sizra. Va'alolas karma, and the grain of the vineyard. Now let me look at the Ma'atzari for a little more elaboration on this pasuk. Verse 9. Eruvin. Okay, let me go through the whole. There's a lot of good stuff here. Eruvin with Mishloshan Tarudis, his boilus. Isan Zoya, Kalayim Eruvuvia. The other Eruvuvia, Bechilo, Dilaela. I don't know what that means. The Arabin Bechayesh, Azrei Kalayim Be'ariv, Hakoychais Halyonim. He says that in heaven is a Kabbalistic concept. What's the problem? Is because in Shemayim everything is separate. This is a very fascinating concept. In Shemayim there's no mixtures. Only on this world is it possible for there to be mixtures. A human being is a blending of Ruchnius and Gashmius. In Shemayim, it's pure Ruchnius. So you have over here three different items. You have wheat, barley, and you have vines. Each one has its own source, spiritual source of nourishment. And they're separate. And these spiritual sources, they don't mix well. A person takes these three things and puts them together in this world. You're forcing these three koichos to mingle together in this world. That's not a good thing, because in Shemayim, these three things don't mingle well. These sources of power, of growth, are really separate entities that do not mingle well. By planting them on this world in one Mapoilas Yad, you're bringing down to this world a power that these things should grow, and the koichos of the spiritual corresponding powers that are being dispatched to this world to influence and to bring about their growth are sources of holiness that really don't want to be together. And by doing this, you're forcing them to come together, and it is very painful for them, whatever that means. And that's what the Zohar says, that's called Kelayim. Very interesting, Kabbalistic stuff here. Now, then it says, Dilma Shema, Kipeir Shashen Shalaman, Abu Kipeir Shashen Pen, Kan, Kvadai. So this is very interesting over the Ramadan. This is Dilma. What does Dilma mean? What does Dilma mean? What is the Aramaic chose word Dilma? Does it mean perhaps? Or does it mean certainly this will happen? See, the other word pen tikdash. What does it mean pen? Pen means Dilma. What does Dilma mean? Okay, so it's not so clear. He's saying that it means one of two things. It means maybe. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Who knows? Sometimes it does happen, it doesn't happen. Or it means it certainly will happen. And Dilma does not mean the way we commonly show the word Dilma means maybe. It's not a reason, it means that it will happen. And what does it say over here further? It says Duma. Next, it will say Tistoav. Okay, so I was correct. The word Tistoav means contamination. Pen Tikdash. Now, Tikdash means holy. The word Tistoav means Tone. The Targum of Yerush translates the word Tikdash means maybe it will become contaminated. And Rashi goes on to explain that the word Kodesh just means it's not parif. There are three different, everything in this world falls into three flavors. It's either parif, or it's kodesh, or it's tame. The word tikdash does not mean holy, and it does not mean tame. The word tikdash means it is not parif. It is not chulin. Now, if it's not parif, what is it? Well, either it can be sacred, or it can be contaminated. The word kodesh is a word that just means a negative. It is not ordinary. It is not parif. Okay, if we just came to learn that, that alone will be enough. That alone, the chiddush, that's very important, because I thought that the word tikdash, where I began to explain the Rashi, means it is designated. How do you know this? Marriage. Hare at Mikudeshesli betabazu every chos and says to the kalva under the chuppah, you are mikudeshes. So what does that mean? So Toisus and Av Gimel Omer Aleph in Mesech the Kedushin says the word mikudeshes means ein mikudeshes ela miyuchedes. It means designated. Now, that's not what it says here in the Targum, and that's not the way Rashi explains it. Rashi explains the word pentikdash doesn't mean holy, for sure not, and it doesn't mean designated. It means it's not going to be neutral. And in this context, it's going to be contaminated. It's going to be a negative type of not being neutral, where it's going to be forbidden to derive benefit because it's something which is unfit. See, it's interesting because again, Tosfos says, "Hare at mikudesh." So, man does not inject into his wife any spirituality. There's no such thing. That's by the goyim. If you watch on television, they show man exists with me, the power vested in me. You know, by the goyim, I don't know what they do. Whatever it means, whatever, who cares what they do? But people make a mistake and think that when a man marries a woman, "Hare mikudesh," the man, by him giving the woman the ring and saying "Hare mikudesh," he is injecting into the woman sanctity. That is totally ridiculous. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. They have nothing in common. Man and woman are two separate people. There's an agreement for them to be together. When they come to the world, the bias them of Israel, Mimela, the Shekhinah is resting upon them. The Shekhinah rests upon them. They're together, they're one, upon their bias, absolutely. But there's no such thing where a man, by giving a ring to a woman and saying, "I'm Kodesh," that is giving, that he's injecting the woman with a dosage of sanctity. That's totally ridiculous. So what then does it mean when a man says, "When I'm Kodesh," you are designated to me to the exclusion of all other men in the world? A woman that has a relationship with a man other than her husband is basically Chayav Misa. She's in a lot of trouble. The marriage has been destroyed. A woman is Miyuchedes. Nikudesh means miyuchedes, designated. Now, if that's the case, how then do you translate the words over here? Lo sizra karmecha kiloyim pentikdash. It will become designated? What do you mean designated? Hamaleas, I used to think it means it will become designated to be not consumable. Designated in that it can no longer be used. It's off limits. It's also behana. But that's not really a good translation. So the Targum comes to the rescue. The Targum says an idea that I never heard before. I never heard this before, that there are three states. There's a state of being neutral, a state of being sacred, a state of being contaminated. And the word Kodesh just means that you're not neutral. So what are you? Well, it depends. So in this case, it says Dilma, which even means maybe or certainly, Tispa'av, it will become Tameh. Dimas, what will become Tameh? Dimas means the mixture. Like Demai. Demai means a mix. Demai means a mixture. What is over here in the Sefer? The over here, Perish over here. Let's see. Dimas Zaracha. Okay, there's a long entry here. Let's see what it says over here. Dimas Zaracha. Tzvua Hazera. Zet Yergim Shal Hamalea Hazera. Nimsa Milzu Beinin Atvua Gam Belosh Makosov. Mile Oscha Vidimacha. V'chosav Arein, Rabbi Avraham Mizrahi. Hamila Tivua, Pam Nemra Bichlal, Litvua Sazera, Ulitvua Sakaren, Kitvua Zgoren, Chitvua Yakev. The word Tivua we normally associate it with grain. But we see here in this passage the word Tivua is not necessarily to be associated with grain. It can refer to a vineyard, the produce of the vine. Okay, Upam Uprat Shal Tivua Sakaren. Levad, the Oz Nikris Tavua Hazera, Balashna Kodesh, Malaya, Malayas Hazera, the Palm, the Prat, Al Tavuas Kerem, Levado, Ke the Vineyard, Levad, the Oz Nikris Tavua Hazera, Balashna Kodesh, Malayas, the fullness of Hazera, Balashna Rami, Zaro Dema Dizroya, Vulu Dravo Yinir Shunkulis Mufarish Dimas Lashan Irva, Oh, Kalima, Tua, Murebis. Okay, so he's saying over here a lot of stuff which is over my head. He's saying over here a lot of things. He's saying over here, this Sefer Atzari, I don't understand what he's saying over fully, but he's saying over here the word Dimas here means. It's a very complicated word. The word demas. The word demas comes to translate the word. Comes to translate the word. The tevuas. The word hamaleya. What does this word hamaleya mean? The maleya hazera. So, his second interpretation is what I really want. I thought that he meant to say, not necessarily correct. Is the word demas in Aramaic means a mixture. And being that it has grown, you start off with a kernel of grain, and then it grows a little bit. So the Tosefes, the additional growth, is forbidden, but the original grain, the original kernel, is permitted. Now start with three seeds, or two seeds. Let's say three seeds, a wheat, barley, and a grape seed. So each one, by themselves, is permitted. Now when it grows, they grow together, each one gives off something new. The new growth is forbidden. But the old growth, the old seed in its original form, is permitted. So what then do you have in front of you? You have in front of you a taruvis, a mixture of permitted and forbidden. A mixture of forbidden and permitted are mixed together in one mokoyim, in one single location. That's called dimua. In Aramaic, dimua means a mixture of taruvis. So when it says hamaleya, maleya means the additional growth of the zera asher tizro usavua sakorem. And the tua, the produce of the vineyard, the growth of the vineyard. So the zera means the wheat and the barley, their additional growth, and the suvuas means the growth of the vineyard. They now become forbidden because they have in them a mixture of old and new. Okay, that's the second interpretation. The first interpretation translates the word dimas to mean Hamlea Zera, nimmt es Nilus bin Hatzu, but that was a Gossam Lazar Gemacha. Und Tzu is Bechlal, with Zera, I'm not sure he means that we can't, but probably lose again. Tzu is a Zera, Losh Hakadosh, Malea Sazera. Volosh and Arami, Dema de Zara. And all it means then is Mele Oscha Vidimacha. It's another person. It means growth. It doesn't mean a mixture. It means growth. Okay, so I basically two perushim. That's the word dimas. So this is very hard. This really needs a little more work to figure out exactly what this means. Le sizra karmachokim. Do not plant your vineyard with klai. Klai is a mixture. Why? If you do so, pentikdash. It will become contaminated. Okay, pentikdash. It will become contaminated. In this context, it's not going to be neutral. What will be contaminated? Hamaleya hazera shartizra. The malaya, what does the word malaya mean? It means either the mixture of the zera, or it means the mixture of the zera, because there is a malaya. What's it? Hamaleya hazera shartizra usura sakaren. I think there's another important afghan here. I know I'm sounding very boring, I'm just not really explaining as well. But if I'm not mistaken, there's a dilemma over here. Let me try to explain this dilemma. Question. Here's the question. How do you read this pasuk? Forget about the trap. Make believe you don't have the Talmid HaMikra. Is the word Hamaleya, make a box around it, is it coming to explain all of the next words? Hazera asher tizra usura sakara. So we read backwards. We have here in front of us zera asher tizra and tua sakara. And now this mixture produces what's called a malaya. And this malaya is tikdash. So the malaya means there is a mixture. There is a mixture that is produced when the zera shartizra and the tvuas hakaren come together. You plant a seed with a vineyard, and it produces what's called mileya. So the word mileya is being applied to the entire expression. Hazera shartizra and tvuas hakaren. And that mileya, that mixture, is now Tomei. Is that the pshat? Or maybe the pshat is, the word Malaya is only meant to be referring to the word Zera Sher Tizra. And when it comes to the word Kerem, we have another word called Tevuas. So just like we have the word Tevuas, what the word Tevuas is to the word Kerem, is what the Malaya is to the Zera Asher Tizra. And the Malaya and the Tavua is now Tikdash. Is the word Tikdash going on the word Malaya and on the word Tavuas? And the word Malaya means the growth of the Zera Asher Tizra. And the word Tavuas HaKerem is going on the growth of the Kerem. And the Tavua and the Malaya is now Tikdash. Is that the pshat? Or no? We have here Zera Asher Tizra, and this Tzvua HaKerem, and they're all being mixed together, and they together are producing what's called Malaya. And this Malaya is now Tikdash. That's the dilemma. So we look over here, and it says over here, it's now, we think, okay, so who's going to solve the problem for us? You go look at the Targum. Targum doesn't solve the problem. Targum just makes us more confused because Targum translates the word dimas. And the word dimas, we can prove, can mean two different translations. On the one, the word dimas can mean a mixture. If the word dimas means a mixture, like demai, then we're going to suggest that we have here the zera sher tizra together with the tvua sakaren. We have seed, and we have the produce of the vineyard. They now produce a mixture called Malaya. And that Malaya is Tikdash. The other approach, the word Dimas, means growth. Just like when it says Tevuas HaKerem, it means the growth of the vineyard, so too Malaya means the growth of the Zera Sher Tizra. We're not dealing with mixtures. We're dealing with normal, natural growth. I was saying the natural growth of the Zera Sher Tizra and the growth of the Kerem become Tikdash because they're being planted in proximity. This is the dilemma. This is the dilemma. Now you would say that the way the Tamei HaMikra are presented, it appears the Tamei HaMikra puts with Malaya only on the word Zera Sher Tizra. Because since it's a mapach, pashto, munach, zokein, that's it, it's one expression. Malaya is only going on the word Azer Sher Tizra. It means the growth. And then there is Tvua Sakeren, the growth. Because if the word Malaya was going on both, then there should be like a munach, hamalaya. And then you would have Azer Sher Tizra and Tvua Sakeren. Then the word Malaya will be going on both in one shot. But because the word is a mapach, the Mapach indicates that the word Hamalesha is the Zera Sher Tizra, it's going only on the Zera Sher Tizra, which would then mean the word Dimas means growth. Mileyoscha v'dimacha al ta'achem, like it says in the Pasuk, Dimacha, which is also another nafkamin is the word in the Targum a Hebrew word, or is it an Aramaic word? If it's a Hebrew word, then it means growth. If it's an Aramaic word, it means a mixture. Okay, so I hope I confused you a lot here. Basic idea over here is we have a very difficult word. The word is Malaya. And this very difficult word is translated by the Targum with another very difficult word called Dimas. The word Dimas, we can prove on the one hand it's a Hebrew word, and we also prove that it's an Aramaic word. And the Targum sometimes uses Hebrew words. It's not like only Aramaic. He mixes in some Hebrew words sometimes. So if it's going to be a Hebrew word, it means growth. If it's an Aramaic word, it means a mixture. So the word Malaya, what does it mean? Is it Damas? What is Damas? Is it Hebrew or Aramaic? Hebrew means growth. Aramaic means a mixture. Well, this is a very big nafkamina. The nafkamina is going to be, is the word Hamalaya coming to modify the entire expression? We have the Zera Sher Tizra and the Tvua Sakeren, and the word Malaya refers to all of it together. And that is going to become forbidden. Then that would indicate when Malaya does not mean growth, it means a mixture of good and bad, which would mean the word Damas Aramaic. But if the word Malaya the word Damas means growth, then that means the growth of the seeds, kama, and this growth, tvuas, growth of the vineyard. The word Malaya and tvu would then almost mean the same thing. And if that's the case, then the word demas is going to be Hebrew word, it means growth. The Tamei HaMikra, by having a mapach, indicate that it is only referring to Zera Sher Tizra, which means that it's growth, which then means that the word Dimas is Hebrew for growth. Okay, that's the Targum over here is amazing. I mean, we're not really going anywhere, we're getting more, a little more confused, but definitely is very interesting. At least we learned about the word Tistoev. Okay. So with that, we will conclude. And I thank you very much for coming, Mr. Musklada, for learning with me. Heshi, thank you for coming. And 1903, I don't know who 1903 is, but whoever is 1903, thank you for coming and learning with us, and may you all have an enjoyable evening.
Do you hear me?
Who is that, Mayor?
Yeah, I can't get in on the internet. I'm having it very slow, my internet. I don't know what. So,
Mara, you called in.
The first time I called in.
So how does it sound on the phone? Does it sound okay?
I'm very good on the phone, but I didn't see anything.
All right. Next time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the memory in the phone is slow.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. Zoom, Zoom needs a good phone. Zoom uses a lot of resources. If you're out of RAM on your phone, then Zoom sometimes won't work. When we started Zoom in the very beginning, I couldn't do Zoom on my phone. I had my old phone. I couldn't get it to work on the phone. Then subsequently, at some point in time, I got a newer phone, and I was able to do it. But Zoom, it's well known that Zoom hogs an enormous amount of your resources and does not always work on a phone unless the phone is a really strong, able-bodied
I can dial in.
All right, excellent. Thank you for coming. Hope something made sense to you over here. All right. So what does Tamari have to say? Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim, he left her in, okay. All right, Mr. Mishlai, have a good night. Take care. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Take care.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Have a good night. Thanks a lot.
Good night. Thanks for coming.